Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Oh yeah, it's a great day. To confront primary problems, on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, we've been together a mosaic of voices in the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Another crazy week. Ungracious in victory. Who knew? Donald Trump winning New Hampshire by 11 points. Nikki Haley vowing to stay in, and that really got under his skin. She says she raised $1 million since the loss and her vow to stay in. And he says he's threatening to throw anybody out of the MAGA movement who donates to her campaign. Is it a threat or a promise? And do we want thuggery at the top of the ticket? Apparently a swath of Republicans anyway do. Some weaknesses shown in the New Hampshire primary turnout and exit polling, but no blue complacency, please. We've heard this song before as we have the pesky third parties around the edges. We'll take it all on. We'll talk about it. Oscar snubs, or really was it just a vote against mediocrity? Ouch. I have a few things to say about that. And yours truly being trolled by social media menaces. I'll talk about curating the comments in this show and the rules and regs therein as I celebrate all our hearty irregulars. And belated National DJ Day, Pi Day, some great music, anniversaries, birthdays, your forgotten 45s are in the mix, as are you, listening live. It is Thursday, January 25th, kind of a January thaw in the Northeast. Kind of enjoying it, although it's hazy with a little sun peeking out. It is 9 a.m. out west, 11 a.m. central, high noon here in the east. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet chat box available should you be tagging along for the live ride. And the Twitter X feed is 24/7 at AB Writes, all being helmed by the very busy Trudy Narora in the frenetic booth and ML at headquarters from TCS. Hey, the show is brought to you in part by Audiophile, Music Books Podcast. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. Also by Dunkin', America Runs in Dunkin'. Fuel up with all your favorites. America Runs in Dunkin'. Also by PopNet, it's arts, culture, and conversation on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables. So I don't know, should a handful of voters make the decision for the whole country? That's really the question when you talk about these primaries and caucuses. Don't build me up, Buttercup, just to let me down. You may not want the race, but we're getting it. Hey, weigh in on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. So happy to have you aboard. Anything, everything on your mind. I'm waiting for you.
I wait around and then I run to the door. I can't take anymore without you. You let me down again. Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. I'm a toy, but I could be the boy you adore. If you just let me know. Although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so? Baby, baby, try to find a little time, and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside.
We're having a party, dancing to the music played by the DJ on the radio. The cokes are in the icebox, popcorn's on the table. Me and my baby, we're out here on the floor. So Mr. DJ, keep those records playing, 'cause I'm having such a good time dancing with my baby. Everybody's swinging, Sally's doing that twist now. If you take requests, I got a few for you. Play that song called Soul Twist. Play that one called I Know. Don't forget them mashed potatoes. No other songs will do. Let me tell you, Mr. DJ, keep those records playing, 'cause I'm having such a good time dancing with my baby. Everybody's swinging. Oh, we're dancing the music.
Turns up while I'm gone, please let me know. don't care. There's no fun in what I do when she's not there. I wonder what went wrong. I've waited far too long. I think I'll take a walk and look for her. Though tonight she's made me sad, I do love her. If I find there's nothing for me here, so I will disappear. If she turns up while I'm gone, please let me know.
That's Trump's Job on the Amy Beth Arkley Show with the Beatles, Lincoln and Nod to Dondi and Gordo via the Twitter X feed and PopNet chat box, respectively. Thank you, guys. Love playing with you in real time. You know I do. It's my party. I'll cry if I want to, from Leslie Gore, that a not-so-forgotten 45 for Sophie. If you're a Republican, you've been crying for, well, 8 or 9 years by now. Having a party from the late, great Sam Cooke, once dubbed the King of Soul, as we honor his heavenly birthday, born January 22nd, 1931. His career really spanned like 6 or 7 years before his tragic death, but boy, what an imprint he made. And a very entertaining person, talented, a lot of charisma, and a lot of business sense, too. He was a savvy entrepreneur in the record-producing biz as well. Sam Cooke, the music lives on. Thank you, my friend, for all that you gave to us. And Build Me Up Buttercup from the Foundation. So we're building ourselves up with this frenzy about the GOP nomination. It is a done deal, I guess, when you talk about Trump and his grip on the party, but should we let a handful of folks? I mean, it's like 100,000 or so people voted in Iowa, a couple hundred thousand more in New Hampshire. Should that be the deciding factor? Maybe they should go to national primaries across the country. I mean, I know in New York our primary doesn't roll around until like June, so by then it's usually a done deal in most cases, even when they're competitive. So we'll see. But, of course, Trump was very ungracious in his victory, quote-unquote victory speech in New Hampshire. Nikki Haley lost. That's true. 11-point deficit. Some people thought she had a better shot than that. Other people thought it would be more of a blowout on Trump's part. It's true a lot of the votes came from what they call unaffiliated voters, independents, some Democrats, I guess. And Republicans who were just not into Trump. A lot of them weren't. So that's some lessons to be learned for the general election, which, of course, Trump won't learn. Maybe his campaign will. Who knows? But he's horrible in his ungraciousness. He has his lapdogs around him, including Vivek Ramaswamy, who seems like a pocket pet. He's a little guy that can just pop up out of his pocket and rant and rave nonstop. And Tim Scott, who's a credible senator who is selling his soul to the devil. Of course, you know, Trump made that stupid comment, Nikki appointed you to the Senate, you must really hate her. And, of course, the cringeworthy moment, another one from Tim Scott when he comes up and says, no, I just love you. And, of course, this is very convenient sudden engagement to some woman over the weekend where he is definitely vying for that sycophantic VP slot. How low will these people go? It amazes me. Anyway, Twitter X feed is AB Wright's phone line, 347-857-4505, should you find yourself joining us for the live Thursday, January 25th ride. We also have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box available. PopNet chat box, Denise says, you know, Trump is a weak candidate, but we got third-party problems. As you would say, beware. Exactly. I'm worried about blue. Thank you, Denise, for mentioning it, because I'm worried about that blue complacency. A lot of the people in the Biden campaign, they moved a couple of folks down to Delaware already to ramp up the campaign from the White House because they believe it's a done deal. It can't hurt them to have Nikki keep running, by the way. That's what I say. Should Nikki stay in the race? I think she should. Why not? It gets under Trump's skin and exposes some of his weaknesses. I'm all for it. But don't be so complacent on this Trump business, because in 2016 I did call out for Hillary Clinton till my throat was raw, and I heard the unenthusiasm and the folks that were voting for Jill Stein, who, by the way, I think may be a Russian agent, and she's also back in the mix. I mean, she pals around with Putin and Mike Flynn, et cetera. But it's not just Jill Stein this time. We also have Cornel West, RFK Jr., and possibly No Labels. And, yeah, they may perhaps take some votes away from Trump. I don't know. But it's too fragile and precarious to do it that way, I think. So I'm going to keep harping on the Zuno Blue No Matter Who crew, but at the same time, let's not get complacent and think we have it in the bag. There's still some question marks about Joe Biden. I don't think they're justified. But they've got to push the agenda, the Biden-Harris agenda, and the fact that we're moving in the right direction. Most of the issues he's on our side for. There may be a couple of things that you're not thrilled with. Every president, none of them, including the ones I voted for, were ever perfect. But he's done a lot more than a lot of presidents, and he doesn't get credit for it. But it's the agenda we've got to push. So if people think he's too old, it's the Biden-Harris agenda. Putting her out more, I think. She was on the college tour, helped register some young people, which we desperately need to get on the on board and vote. Now she's on the reproductive rights tour. Put her out more. She's a formidable spokesperson, and God forbid Joe has to step aside. That's why you have a vice president. But it's not just Biden and Harris. It's also the cabinet, the other people that he has. We've got to push the solid, experienced people that he has around him that are pushing the agenda. And the agenda, reproductive rights, voting rights, climate change, all of those things that people care about, especially young people, get on board, and we've got to push it, and let's work on that together. Anything else coming over the social media spectrum? Of course, we have some folks chatting up. Retired midshipman, I like this one, says, do I need to get my Nikki Haley donation receipt validated to be barred from the MAGA camp? I want to make sure that I do this right so that the emails and texts will stop, right? Exactly. He's threatening to cut anybody off from the MAGA movement, kick them out of the MAGA movement if they donate, they dare donate to Nikki's campaign. You talk about GOP thuggery at its worst. It's ridiculous. But C-Girl says, Nikki Haley said she would still support Trump if he's a nominee. That is even too much for Susan Collins. Nikki's been weather vaning on the Trump steen for 8 to 9 years, depending on what she thought would help her career, and will continue to do so. Nikki is all about Nikki. Don't forget it. I agree. She's a craven politician. She's a flip-flopper beyond belief. But she's in the mix, and she's showing some of Trump's weaknesses, and I think that's okay. On the issues, she's probably very similar to Trump, but the point is he can't hold his criminal baggage and the fact that he wants to be a despot over her head. That's my take on it. I don't know about you. But, of course, you have a right to have your takes. I want to hear them. We can't hear all of them. This is how we do the show here. It's live. It's messy. It's frenetic. Everything is up. We have several screens, several places that we go for comments, and we take them as it's curating on the fly as we go, and it just keeps moving. Trudy and Aurora helping me, and that's it. The show, as you know, is a live show. It's archived for podcasts, but it's just a live show. A lot of people edit their podcasts down. We don't do that. I'm a live radio person. That's my background. I love it. You hear it all, glitches and gremlins. When there's a problem, you're going to get that problem even if you listen to it later. But we can't take every comment on every subject. We do pick and choose, and it doesn't have to agree with me. But the one thing that I will say is you have to have a modicum of respect and decency. I don't like profanity. I don't like threats. This week, I'm not mentioning the name of the person or persons that were involved in this, but we got threatened via email, via the website, with a person or persons complaining that we sent you all these tweets and all these comments and you don't read them and you don't respond to them with much more colorful and disgusting language and threatening language regarding mostly Trump and the E. Jean Carroll case, which we talked about last week. And by the way, he's set to maybe testify today. We'll keep our eye on that coming up today, but this afternoon. Very vile language. I don't respond well to that, and I don't have to. This is my show. I don't have to utilize every comment, and I won't. I appreciate all the heart of your regulars who chime in on a regular basis. I enjoy it. The callers, we don't really screen. We take them as they come. We take all the comments as they come, but no, not everybody gets on every time. We try. If you're talking, if you're on topic or you have a good comment to make, that's fine. But I don't cotton to threats and violence and profanity. I don't do it on my social media platforms. I don't do it on my shows. That's just me. Go elsewhere, but don't send threats to me. I don't accept it. I don't like it. With that in mind, we're celebrating belatedly. It was National DJ Day on January 21st, and I've been doing this thing for quite a few years now on terrestrial radio, internet radio, et cetera, and I love every minute of everybody, even the crappy people. They just don't get as much attention as they might want. It is a belated send-up to the radio on National DJ Day on the Amy Beth Arquish Show.
The lifeguard up in the big chair. Turn up the radio. You're looking good, yeah. Guessing at the snack bar, singing to each other.
We know the words from the record back cover. We got Crawdaddy, we know what's going on. Sonny and Cher split, what took them so long? The boys are strutting like a foxy lady. So sing it loud in your hairbrush, baby. FM radio, everywhere I go. FM radio, cut off the night. FM radio, everywhere I go. FM radio, cut off the night. Louis says he's a bisexual. Jackson Brown is an intellectual. Stevie Wonder bought a house for his mother. DJ Dylan, us a sister and brother. We are the Cosmos, we are the Glam Kids. Putting stardust on our eyelids. Nightbirds calling for a group meditation. Sending fatty hurts a positive vibration. FM radio, everywhere I go. FM radio, start of the night. FM radio, everywhere I go. FM radio, start of the night. It's in my pocket when I'm sledding. My cousin smoking pot before her wedding. Talking Cold War, rocket launches. I'm talking disco with my orthodontist. Who Frank Zeppelin, the driver Ed Guy. Your Barracuda off the high dive. On a date with a guy from Bandy. Played a trumpet solo, it was Brandy. Every night I do stuff with my hair. Maybe Queen needs a clarinet player. That makes your life real. So if you wanna play, follow your glory. And if some guy says, there's such a story, take a lesson from the FM that I knew then. It's like a public pool, you decide where to jump in. To feel the sexiness, the passion, and the fusion, and the vision. Remember Bruce Springsteen divorced a model and married a musician.
Transmitter from the pirate radio station I had in college. I mean, it was only a couple of watts, but I brought the truth to everyone within three blocks of the west side of campus until the FCC shut me down for telling it like it was. And for now.
Dancing, can't hear myself speak. Hope in the eyes of the ugly girls that settled for the lies of the last chance. When slow motion drugs, they fall flat dancers. You come here looking for the ride to glory. Go back home with a hard luck story. I can't hardly wait around till the weekend comes. Hide your love, though we are so far apart. You got to hide your love.
night gets colder. Don't lay your head on any other shoulder. Some hide themselves out for a good time, but you and I, we have them sold. So I keep on saying, play one more for my radio sweetheart. Hide your love, hide your love. Though we are so far apart, you got to hide your love. Oh, that's the way the whole thing started. I wish we had never parted. Play one more for my radio sweetheart.
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 Play one more.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o. Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people. That's all.
Yeah, crank up the radio.
All-American hash brown, two pure beef patties, lettuce, tomato. This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
Let's go.
Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Do you remember Rock and Roll Radio? Indeed we do. The Ramones on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, winking and not going out to Dondi. Thank you for the kind words via the PopNet chat box today. Appreciate it. Radio Sweethearts for a couple of part of your regular Shay and Nixie. Thank you from Elvis Costello and FM Radio from Dar Williams. As we salute belatedly National DJ Day, which is on January 21st, underscoring my myriad misadventures in and out of Marconi's box. Been a blast all the way around. Even the tough times are fun. Even the social media trolls who get on my nerves, it's still kind of fun. It could be horrible if they were really threatening, and I don't appreciate that. As we said, I've been threatened by some social media trolls who were taking on Donald Trump, taking him on Trump's side with his E. Jean Carroll case and beyond, I assume. E. Jean Carroll case, by the way, is going on. I guess they're going to break for lunch if they haven't already. The plaintiff's case rested. This is, again, for punitive damages only in the defamation case. It's the second defamation case. He's already been adjudicated a sexual abuser and a defamer in the first case with $5 million. $10 million or more is on the line. I don't know. They say he's threatening to testify, I guess, this afternoon. I'm not sure, though, because he's prohibited from talking about things that he does on his social media platform. He's apparently been doing all caps screed against E. Jean Carroll and all of that kind of stuff, calling it a hoax, and I'm sure it has names for her via his social media platform, but he's not allowed to do that on the stand, so I don't know what's going to happen, but it could be interesting. They don't have cameras in the courtroom, but they do have live reporters, and we were kind of monitoring what they were talking about on MSNBC, so we'll see. Hey, what's going on in your mind? Twitter X feed is available at AB Rights. That's a 24/7 deal, as you know. If you're listening live on Thursday, January 25th, you can hop aboard the phone line, 347-857-4505, which we rarely get calls, but we do. And when we get them, we don't screen them, so whatever comes, comes. We also have a PopNet chat box and the Facebook page available, or you can go to the website. So there are ways to do it. Hey, speaking of the website, the Inspiration to Action Challenge success stories are mounting up with folks getting reconnected with their inner artist, and we can help you do that. You know how much I love it. Morty in Santa Fe, New Mexico, wrote in and said, thank you so much for the right push. I am writing again poetry, hoping for a chapbook, and I'm also doing mural art outside. It's nice weather here. Okay. Oh, don't rub it in. Don't rub it in, Morty. We got some, well, not nice weather, but at least mild weather here. Inspiration Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're also spiriting other folks on. If you need a little push in the right direction, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one you know is on me. Give me a couple of weeks to connect via the website, amybetharkawy, ARKAWY.com. Easy access via the Twitter X feed, or just Google the darn thing. Hey, while you're there, check out my award-winning Eliza Gordon Mystery Series, available for ebook and paperback from Cozy Cat Press. We have other goodies there. And a place for you to chime in with guest suggestions. Big story, Forgotten 45 requests, hopefully no threats. And you also have social media and, of course, links to the podcast. So get revved up and do it because Inspiration to Action can help you reconnect with your inner artist. I hope it does because getting involved with creativity is definitely the fountain of youth. And speaking of which, unfortunately, say goodbye to another Woodstock Nation leader. Melanie Sofka passed away at the age of 76 the other day. She, of course, was very young, and when her debut at Woodstock catapulted her into the counterculture music scene. Great songwriter. Her biggest hit was that novelty record, Brand New Key, which I loved as a kid, but some great songs she wrote, including one that reflected her experiences at Woodstock, which she made popular. It's called Lay Down, Candles in the Rain. Remembering Melanie Sofka, better known just as Melanie, on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Thanks for the music.
We were so close, there was no room. winter. Little darling, it seems like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's alright. Little darling, the smiles are returning to the faces. Little darling, it seems like years since they've been there. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's alright.
The very melodramatic Shangri-Las and Walking in the Sand on the Amy Beth Arkwright Show, as we remember Mary Weiss, the lead singer who passed away last week at the age of 75. Thank you, Brenda, for reminding us about that loss. And the Woodstock Twins, Richie Havens, the opening act, Way Back When, and of course his great version of Here Comes the Sun, from the Beatles. We honor his heavenly 83rd birthday on January 21st. And Melanie Safka, better known to the world as Melanie, with her classic song that was written about her experiences as a young 22-year-old at Woodstock, Lay Down Candles in the Rain with the Edwin Hawkins Singers. What a great song. We lost her just the other day at the age of 76. Time moves on, but the music remains. Thank you, Melanie and Richie, for all the great music. We're still listening to it today, and it's fueling us and revving us up for great stuff, right? Twitter, X feed, AV Rights, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box available should you join us for the live Thursday ride. And I love it when you play with me in real time. Of course, all the shows are archived for a podcast, so follow the Amy Beth Arkley Show wherever you get your podcasts, as they say. Patterson, PopNet chat box, thank you so much for the kind words, sir. He says, how dare anybody take you on? How dare there be trolls in social media? You're the most gracious host we know. Love your show. Thank you, Patterson. I appreciate it. Reed counters that, not counters it, but says, you have to expect nothing from social media because people are rude, crude, and extremely unattractive. I agree with that. Carla on the Twitter X feed says, you're expecting graciousness from Trump, whether it comes to E. Jean Carroll or Nikki Haley, especially when it comes to women. He can't stand them. That's the only reason for her to keep running. I'm not a fan of hers, but I certainly can't stand him. I'm with you on that one. Petra, echoing that too, says, not voting for Nikki Haley, never will, but can't stand Trump. Okay, get that too. Beanman says, the DNC is funding Nikki, I'm sure, to keep her going. Biden is still very weak. Well, there's some question marks about Biden, his age. I get you that. I still say if we hang on to the history books, in other words, if we hang on to the Republic, Joe Biden will come out as a very strong president. Yes, he's older. He's lost a few steps. But, again, you're voting for the team. It's the Biden-Harris team. She is a very strong wing woman, if you will. I mean, she is his second in command, and she is very strong on the stump. Put her out more. They're doing it with a reproductive tour. They did so in the fall with her college tour, which is very crucial. They've got to line up kids, young people to vote. Big issues, reproductive rights, voting rights, gun control, climate, all of these things that young people care about, we should all care about. It's important to get these people out there. We need surrogates, and we need to gin up the enthusiasm. I agree with that, but think about the alternative, as they say. As far as the Republicans go, they're always asking for gearing up that grift machine, send lawyers, guns, and money, because they need them. All of the above on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Remembering Warren Zevon.
And lawyers, guns, and money.
Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, Jamie Techniques on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. And that's it for Garden 45 for Bryn. We usually roll that out on Thanksgiving, but it is in honor of National Pie Day, P-I-E, which was on January 23rd, not P-I, which is March 14th, although I think people eat pie then too, but never mind. And Making Pies with Patty Griffin and, of course, the late, great Warren Zevon. We honor him. His heavenly birthday was January 24th with one of his greats, Send Lawyers, Guns, and Money, something the big MAGA griff machine is always looking for, indeed. Let's go around that social media horn one final time before we sashay out of here. Reminder that all the shows are archived for podcasts. Miss it, want to hear it again, follow the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show wherever you get your podcasts, including places like Mixcloud, iTunes, and NetNow. So let's see, what are we doing here? Trump is an arse, so says Canal. He always was, and he continues to get worse. He's degenerating before your eyes, and nobody should vote for him. Simpleton says, vote for Nikki Haley is just a vote against Trump, so go for it. Keep running. Keep going. We have to denigrate him any way we can and weaken him. Hopscotch says, Biden may be weak, but he's a better alternative. And as you would say, vote for the team. That's what I say. Vote for the team. Exactly. I agree with you. Rico says, love you. Sorry you got hit with some social media trolls. They're always out there, though. Beware and just dodge them and ignore them. That's what I do. But I just want to bring it up. The idea of getting into the show, and I love interacting with you guys. I love the heart of your regulars. I love people that come in and join us. It's a lot of fun to do it. I love doing it on all these various platforms. But my solo show with you guys, we've developed a special bond over these last, we're into our 11th season. So we're doing it for a while, and I love it. And I love doing it with you guys. And you don't have to always agree with me. That's not about agreeing. It's just about having respect, mutual respect, and being open-minded for different ideas. I love arguing with people. If you come with facts, maybe you'll win me over even and change my mind. It's okay. Didn't get a chance to get into the Oscar snubs. Is it a snub? That's what the question is. Everybody about the big Barbie backlash. Greta Gerwig got a snub in the director category. Margot Robbie in the best actress. What I can just say is maybe there were other people that outplayed them or outdid them according to, again, the subjective rules of the Academy. Everybody is different. I would say as far as Barbie is concerned, maybe it was overrated. You can't say that. You can't call it mediocre because it was such a blockbuster sensation and it hit so many quote-unquote post-feminist or neo-feminist notes and all of that. But to each his own, as they say. I think Greta Gerwig was shut out against being nominated, although she got the writing award for Lady Bird, but didn't get the directorial nod, because that, to me, was a better film. But again, it's all subjective. More on that as we go, as they say, hey, thank you so much to Trudy and Aurora in the booth for keeping us moving, and thank you, Drive Safe, Play Nice, Dream Big. Please come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. We'll leave you with one about the movies from the Avett Brothers. Take care, you know. I love you all.
So you want to be in love like the movies, but in the movies there's not been love at all. With a twinkle in their eyes, they're just saying their lines, and so we can't be in love.
know where I'm gonna go. I'm gonna pick my baby up and take her to the picture show. Everybody in the little neighborhood is dressing up to be there too. And we're gonna have a ball just like we always do.
Saturday night at the movies, who cares what picture you see?
When you're hugging with your baby, let's throw in the balcony. Well, there's Technicolor and the CinemaScope, a cast out of Hollywood, and the popcorn from the candy stand makes it all seem quite as good. There's always lots of pretty girls with figures they don't sign out. Compare to the girl sitting by my side.
Saturday night at the movies, who cares what picture you see?
When you're hugging with your baby, let's roll in the balcony. When you're hugging with your baby,